It's called the Raise the Age Law, and it was fully implemented last year. The point was to take people under 18 out of the adult justice system for all but the most serious crimes. Instead, when arrested, they're handled now within the juvenile justice system. And new numbers released by the state show that the law is having its desired effect. While there were 326 people under 18 in adult prisons in an average month of 2009, there were only 89 in the same situation as of December 1st.
There's just a lot fewer of those kids sitting in juvenile detention or in adult prisons today compared to 4, 5, 6 years ago.
That's Mike Lawler, the governor's undersecretary for criminal justice and policy planning. He credits the Raise the Age Law for the change. He also says that fewer 16 and 17-year-olds are in the juvenile system, too.
Bottom line is, as we've tried to shift our focus for the younger kids into intervening earlier and getting them off this trajectory, it seems to be working. And, you know, now we've got the data over 3 to 4 or 5 years, and Connecticut now is being held up as one of the national models on how to do this right.
Later this week, the state will be recognized by the National Juvenile Justice Network, citing similar results. The report will show that the state has reduced its rate of juvenile incarceration by 60% between 2001 and 2011. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.